Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update, nearly wrapping up 2020 here, which has been one heck of a year, but still so much on the forefront in terms of COVID-19. Recently in Southwest Colorado, not only has there been numerous outbreaks throughout everywhere, but it's also showing a widespread of community spread that continues on. Leanne, what is this showing us on the bigger picture? We just had a recent senior care facility that had a pretty large outbreak. And what is that showing in terms of community spread for us here in Southwest Colorado?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We did move into level red, which is severe risk, here in La Plata County in November. And that's because our cases reached a case incidence rate that was high enough to, you know, kind of trigger the severe risk restrictions. And the reason for that is the number of cases we were experiencing locally is jeopardizing our healthcare capacity, but also jeopardizing the ability for communities to continue to deliver critical services. We certainly saw that when we hit this level red severe restrictions, their schools had a really hard time offering in-person learning because there are just so many people that are being exposed in the community or being, you know, either getting sick or quarantining, you know, as we have to do when we're exposed, that it becomes harder and harder to keep anything operating because there aren't enough people, between exposures and between illness. So you hit this severe risk because you're running into risk of, you know, harming all kinds of services. So what can happen when you have that burden of infection in a community is that there's enough infection being spread around that it gets harder and harder to keep it out of, you know, any kind of service to priority populations. So what we have seen across the state of Colorado is as most communities, most counties in Colorado are at the severe risk level, we're seeing more nursing home outbreaks now than we ever saw, you know, over the first 8-9 months of this pandemic. So this is really, really, you know, it's devastatingly tragic to be this far into it and have community spread at such a high rate that we can't keep it out of these congregate settings and can't keep it away from people who are really vulnerable and really difficult to care for if it starts spreading in that circumstance. So, when we talk about what we have, what our responsibilities are as individuals, why we're asking people to stick to your household, wear your face covering, not follow through with your holiday plans, right? It's because we want you to be safe as individuals, but we also want to cut how much infection is spreading around the community because we don't want it getting to these really high-risk populations. And to think about the tragedy of it getting to high-risk populations when we're really turning the corner and the vaccine is coming and it's right there and we, you know, it's just right out of reach. It's just a terrible place to be in. We run that risk as humans of letting our guard down and having some pretty tough outcomes.
It's a great transition into what has been flooding the headlines, not only nationally, but internationally, is the COVID vaccine is on trucks or in states right now. What does this look like for Southwest Colorado, Leanne, in protecting vulnerable populations, frontline workers, and how did that affect us here regionally?
We'll talk about frontline workers first, because that's where our first allotment of vaccine will go to. So here's what's happening in Colorado. We have 5.7 million people that live in Colorado, right? We have some people that are in frontline healthcare jobs. We have people that have been identified as really high risk because they're in long-term care facilities or skilled nursing facilities, that sort of thing. And then we've identified that, you know, fully half of the population of any community has some chronic conditions that increase, you know, the likelihood of poor outcomes received if they, you know, come in contact with COVID-19. So there is this really careful prioritization process where the federal government and then states worked through recommendations about how to prioritize the vaccine and then how to get it out to populations within communities. So here's the interesting thing, right? We just said we have 5.7 million people in Colorado. When Colorado's first shipment of Pfizer comes in, it's going to be 47,000 doses. So there's a big gap between 47,000 doses and 5.7 million people. So that's why this prioritization happened. And so what's going to happen here locally is what's going to happen in every community locally across the state of Colorado is that first shipment is going to go to frontline workers working in inpatient healthcare, treating COVID patients and who are exposed to COVID-19. But just to be clear, right, 47,000 doses across 5.7 million people, we're only in that first shipment getting about a third of who we've identified as that kind of top level healthcare worker. So we're expecting in the next couple of weeks, you know, more doses. There's another vaccine that's going to go through the same process that Pfizer went through. It's called Moderna. And Moderna will come on in the next couple of weeks. Then we'll get the second dose of Pfizer. So there is a process, but in the first 6 to 8 weeks, all we're getting through is that top healthcare worker priority. And at the same time, the federal government is launching kind of a public-private partnership to do the other high priority population, which is this long-term care facility staff and residents. And we're still learning what that's going to look like here in this community and learning what that's going to look like everywhere across the country.
And with 47,000 vaccines, 64 counties, you oversee Archuleta and La Plata. Do we have a number for what people are going to see in those two counties? How many vaccines will be distributed here?
You know, we're getting the shipment for Southwest Colorado. And that's, you know, we'll be getting 1,000 doses, less than 1,000 doses for five counties in Southwest Colorado. That's just week one. So, I mean, this is the, you know, this will ramp up and everyone will do the right thing. We'll follow the priorities as given to us by the state and this process will happen. But what we really have to caution people is like the idea that this vaccine is available in this timeframe and production is ramping up, that it's being shipped all over the country is absolutely an amazing feat. Like this is phenomenal news. But we have to also balance it with it's still going to take time. It's still going to take time for it to get to every location, figure out who the next priority population is, and get it to that population. So what we expect is this is at the minimum, you know, a 6-month process at the very minimum, right? So we're expecting to get through this highest priority of healthcare workers and this highest priority of long-term care and long-term care staff and residents right now, right? December, January. Then February, we're moving to the next tier of the top priority. Right. So for those of you that are not working as a healthcare worker, as a long-term care staff or resident, or as a first responder in your community or a different type of healthcare worker, we're looking at summer for when the vaccine will be available to you, unless you have a reason to be, you know, come into the priorities earlier. And that would be if you're at an advanced age or have a chronic condition. Then you may move up to spring. But so we really want people to know, yes, vaccine is here, it's coming, it's on the horizon. But for many of us, it doesn't mean that we're looking at a vaccine until the summer. Some of us will be seeing it this spring. And for the people who need it most, they'll be seeing it now. So what does that mean? Like kind of what's our takeaway, right? It means we're still gonna go through another holiday season. We have Christmas coming up, we have New Year's coming up. We have a tough winter ahead of us where we really can't let our guard down and say, well, vaccine's coming, I can go back to life as it was. And that's really the main concern. We've been kind of having this conversation in the last couple of weeks, which is the analogy we're using internally is the statistic that they say that after going on a really long road trip, people have more car wrecks in the last couple of miles before they get home than they did across the whole country, right? So we are driving cross country together as a community. We are maybe in the last couple of miles, but we still have to be really careful. This is not the time to take our hand off the wheel.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.